Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Nakari. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bunbury Bit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong? Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call and have your say in yarn up strong. You can text your brother as well, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. So have your say in yarn up strong while he is here. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to allow traditional owners across this beautiful country for us. Welcome Black, National Talk Black, have your say in yarn up strong. All right, now Southwest Aboriginal Women's Collective hosts a second historic round table. We're going to catch a heavy yarn now with Michelle Woosnam, a Southwest Aboriginal Women's Collective Chairperson, and we do have Michelle on the line. Michelle, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you based?
I am on Wadani Country here in the southwest of Western Australia, so a little town called Bunbury.
Bunbury, beautiful. And before we start, just to let the mob know who your mob, where you from?
Yeah, thank you.
Go ahead, sister. Let them know. Let them know who you are and where you're from.
Oh, yes, I am a Noongar Balladong woman.
Yes.
And Bunjamar.
All right, beautiful.
So, yep. having lived on Wadani Country for the last 30 years.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. And a big shout out to your mob and all the mob there. Thank you very much. So Southwest Aboriginal Women's Collective hosts second historic round table. So the first one, inaugural, of course, was deadly. So we're running again, yes?
Yes, that's right. So it was a two-day event. We had women from all across the southwest region come.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, those women that live across the southwest come from all over Australia.
Good.
So we had some of your mob across this way living here. So we had some ladies from the Single Mob, the Durable Mob, and Boygu Island as well.
Beautiful. And we're talking about sisters in yarning. So all topics, it's open slather, you could say.
Yeah, it is. What we like to do is, as a collective, we like to make sure that women have a voice.
Okay.
So we set the program up, but we give opportunity for women to talk about the issues that concern them.
Yeah.
So we'll raise a couple of those, and that's what we'll work on for this next period of time.
All right. Fantastic. So how many all toll at the table?
Oh, gosh. I reckon final numbers. You know, people come and go and whatnot, but we reckon there was over 120 women there.
Beautiful.
From across the southwest region. So that's our biggest numbers yet.
Mm. So inaugural one was last year, was it?
It was in January this year.
This year, okay. So we're looking at an annual event or like a twice a year or how many?
Yeah, we're looking at an annual event and we'll do lots of little events in between.
Okay.
What we're trying to make sure of is that if we have an annual event in our major city, which is Bunbury, but it's really important to us that we go out to our regions.
Yes.
Which are 150 kilometres or so around. So we also do road shows as well. So we go into our smaller communities and we go and have events out there. So that's why we had such a great turnout, because we're really focused on it, making sure that we are engaging people from all the towns.
Yeah, beautiful. So Southwest Aboriginal Women's Collective, that's SWA double C. How long have you been running for?
This is our original building of our foundation. So it's almost a year and a half now from the original conversation that we had.
Yes.
We were lucky enough to be invited to the Kimberley Aboriginal Women's Council roundtable.
Mm.
We saw what that mob were doing up there at the top end, and we just went, we want that.
Mimic it. We need
that in our region. So they've been mentoring us and guiding us to do the work that we're doing now.
Lovely.
So we're just setting up our structures right now.
Right.
And we welcome other people from around Australia to come and see what we're doing.
Yes.
Yeah, because we believe that grassroots women, we know that we've got the solutions to some of our issues that we have.
Well, exactly. And it's from the inside out, which is fantastic. So the outsiders coming in. And then we're talking about our sisters, our mothers at the table, give birth to life, or give birth to the idea and have a strong foundation is what I'm picking up, Michelle.
Absolutely. We managed to celebrate, for the first time, we created an opportunity to start celebrating these remarkable Aboriginal women from the Southwest in our history.
Yes.
So this year, this round table, we recognised two of our matriarchs that have passed away now.
Oh, lovely.
Bless their heart.
Yeah, it was in spirit.
So we had Aunty Phyllis McGuire, who was an absolute trailblazer in education and setting up the first Aboriginal kindy in Bunbury, and then Aunty Gloria Khan, who was a phenomenal woman in health, not just working across Bunbury and being a part of the setup of our local Aboriginal medical service, but also across Australia.
Yes.
So we recognise both of those amazing matriarchs and inducted them into our Hall of Fame.
All right, fantastic. Now, you guys have a web page, Michelle?
We have a Facebook page at this point in time.
Okay, yeah.
We are slowly building ourselves and trying to get that funding in so that we can build those type of things.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But we do have a Facebook page and people can follow us on there.
So. And that's under Southwest Aboriginal Women's Collective?
Correct.
Lovely, beautiful. All right. So all you Deadly Mob out there, all you Deadly Sisters out there, do check it out. Brothers can go online, have a look for observation sort of thing. But the conversation is for our Deadly Sisters. Michelle, thank you for sharing and all the best to all our beautiful women out there. And look, leading from the front, sister.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
We'll be in touch, eh?
Your way.
Lovely. You take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. That's Michelle Wisnan, Southwest Aboriginal Women's Collective chairperson. And Southwest Aboriginal Women's Collective hosts second historic roundtable. So had an inaugural meeting early this year, January, and had another one 1st and 2nd of September. It looked fantastic. And look, leading the way, and beginning is half done. And they're mimicking and regarding the top end and what they're doing up there, and beautiful sisters up there. And they thought, let's bring it south and do it on the south side of the WA state of far north Queensland, or far north Queensland, of far north of what they're doing in WA. So look, it is Do Deadly Mob. Take a page out of their book, You Mob Operate, and they're open for conversation. Do check out their Facebook page, Southwest Aboriginal Women's Collective. This is your Deadly program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn up with the ball around here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your Deadly program. It is your program, National Talk Black. Murray just steering it. Yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black.
She calls out to the man on the street. Sir, can you help me? It's cold. She's right.
Yeah, Deadly Track there, another day in paradise. Jessica Mowboy here on your Deadly program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trevor Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your Deadly program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns in Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we've got Foster Nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, Dreaming Big premieres on Friday, September. That's September 5, that is, at 7:30 p.m. on NITV, SBS On Demand. A bold new sporting documentary series celebrating First Nation athletes, culture and the power of sport. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Dreaming Big co-director, and that's Abraham Byrne Jamieson, and we know him as Abe. Abe's on the line. Abe, good morning. How are you?
Very good, Trevor. How are you?
I'm very good, my brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Abe.
Yeah, so I'm Abraham, Johannes Tookie Byrne Jameson, long name out there. But my mob is the Wooditi mob from far north Queensland, the landmarks being Shelburne Bay and Lockhart River.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, big shout out to your mob. Thank you very much. Brother, look, congratulations, co-director, Dreaming Big. When you look at our deadly mob, we are very deadly at music and sports, you know. So here we are, a premiere, Dreaming Big, and a bold new sporting documentary series talking about First Nation athletes, culture and the power of sport. So enlighten us, please, how it all came about. And it's been premiered, Friday, tonight, 5 September, brother.
Yeah, so yeah, premieres tonight. I think 8 hours to wait, so we're all very excited here. But yeah, no, it started with NITV and just wanting some new programs and things, sort of targeting more of the adolescent and a little bit less of the full young kid market, and also not so much going into the full adult market either. So we were able to pitch 4 different TV shows, and Dreaming Big was one of them. And yeah, we were stoked to be able to show off Mob. Cool. and the excellence that they can bring.
Look, fantastic. We're talking about Dreaming Big. We're talking about First Nation athletes, culture, and the power of sport. It becomes a fantastic vehicle in guiding our mob to virtually come out of this shell or show their talent as such. But also, look, we're talking about professional sports, if not, you know, venturing into that realm of things as well. So a great platform, you could say.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I think it sort of goes along with that, Australian story of, you know, we're always typically the underdogs in sport, and you can just look at our population, that's our medal count in the Olympics, and then you keep that same logic and you look at First Nations in Australia being 3% or less, and if Australia can do that well with little people, and then an even smaller community can be at the top of even some of those sports, it's pretty remarkable.
Look, fantastic. So we're talking about Dreaming Big, and it's premiered tonight on NITV and SBS. Are we talking a one show, or is it a series, or a couple of shows as such?
Yeah, no, sorry, it's a documentary series with 6 episodes focusing on 13 athletes, and sort of we put a lot of the episodes together. For instance, the one premiering tonight is a surfing episode, and we had a couple of Noongar surfers who now live on Gubbi Gubbi country up in the sunny coast. And then we had also had one of our female surfers, and she's down in South Australia there. So we were able to follow them around, and then also show them off at Bell's Beach down in south of Geelong there.
Good.
And show off the national Indigenous titles and things like that. So, yeah, we were able to get, you know, just a lot of people from all across the nation, all with different cultures, all with different sports, and you know, from surfing to flat track motocross to boxing to having 2 sisters, with one of them is the highest end you could possibly be in Australian karate, and her sister is as good as that in soccer. So
deadly.
Yeah, it was it's pretty cool to watch. You know, even small families just be like, "How are you guys so talented?"
Yeah, good. And it's good to see those stories, but also it becomes a platform to empower, and enlighten younger brothers and sisters who are watching that, you know, you can't be what you can't see. And there's the platform, inspiration for those individuals, I would think.
Yeah, I completely agree. And like we decided as a team to sort of stick away a little bit from the full mainstream Australian sports, you know, the AFL, the NRL, and the netball. not that they don't need help and things like that, but we just sort of wanted to showcase for mob, you know, that might be maybe in the regional sectors and really only see AFL and NRL as a way out. And it's like, actually, there's a whole lot more sports that you can do, and you don't have to rely on just the big three.
Well, I think you will agree. You know, you've been to Murray from up this way, far north Queensland, and I'm up here in Cairns as well. And when you're talking about First Nation people on a surfboard, we would think, well, how? We can't be surfing. There's no surfer being one and two. There's big lizards up here. Don't worry, we're getting water with them, Mob. And so we're going to have our black people who are surfing and kicking goals in that sport. So, yeah, like I said, talent as we are, and we can pick up things very easy. So just to see that story unfold, that in itself is inspirational.
Yeah, it definitely is. And like you said, it will be cool for a lot of kids, you know, maybe in those regional areas and things that don't get exposed to that.
Yeah.
It's definitely a way for them to look and be inspired by other sports and other kids.
Exactly. Black person on a surfboard. There you go. Fantastic. So that's all that's all airing tonight. Premiere, Dreaming Big, 6th series, and starting tonight, Friday, September 5, 7:30 p.m, NITV, SBS. Abe, co-director, come on board. Who's on board with you, and how did it all start in regarding this concept and idea?
Yeah, so I said earlier, NITV came and asked Wild Bear Entertainment and us to come up with four shows, and we were able to do that. Dream Big being one of them, and then we're a media who I work for as head of production.
Okay.
My dad and I started the company when
What's
I was.
What's dad's name?
The dad's name's Richard Jameson.
He's, okay, big shout out, Richard Jameson. OAM. He has been reading here. Beautiful.
He does have an OAM. He never likes to tell anyone, but I tell everyone for him.
There you go.
He's
deadly dad.
Spent a long time in the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade in Canberra, where he got to give us a really blessed childhood and things like that.
Beautiful.
And then decided he wanted to film me doing motocross, and that's how we both picked up a camera.
Right.
I ran
fantastic.
Out of talent on the bike, so I picked out a camera too, and that's how we started. And you know, maybe. Good. 17 years later, here we are making a TV show.
Well, congratulations to both of you, and look to everybody involved. Dreaming Big premieres on NITV, SBS, 7:30 p.m. tonight, Friday, September 5. Thank you for your yarn. Congratulations, and looking forward to more yarns down the track, and of course, seeing the rest of the series. And thank you very much, Abe.
Absolutely. No, thank you for having us on, and I hope everyone enjoys the content and gets inspired by some of the coolest people and kids you'll ever see.
Hear that, brother. You take care. All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. That's Abraham Ben Jemison, Dreaming Big co-director. So Dreaming Big premieres on NITV, SBS On Demand. That's happening tonight at 7:30 p.m. Check that out. A bold new sporting documentary series celebrating First Nation athletes, culture, and the power of sport. And aren't we deadly in that space, you mob? Have your saying, Yana Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. You are Yana with the Bully One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. And I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS. Big shout out, NERS, National News Radio Service. Do a deadly job, and thank you for your support there as well. Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
Mark Harbrow, you're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
Till it breaks.
Yeah, beautiful track there. Another Jessica Mowboy. Big shout out my sister, Butterfly, Apple Juice and huge remix. And Jessica Mowboy. Your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Here's a message, you mob. Got a passion for the reef and you want to make a difference? Reef TO is calling out to Deadly Young Reef traditional owners to join their youth reference group. You'll help shape the future of reef protection, share your voice, and connect with others who care about sea country. If you're aged between 18 and 28, keen to yarn, learn, and lead, this is for you. Head to the Reef TO website to apply. That's all the W's, .reefto, one word, reefto, as in traditional owner, reefto.au. So there it is, all the W's, dot reefto, T-O, that is, reefto, at, sorry, dot A-U. Again, all the W's, dot reefto, dot A-U. If you're keen to look at doing some work in that area, fantastic. Let's lead the way for sea country. That's what it's all about. When you're talking about mob working on country, working on sea country, a fantastic opportunity. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Okay, with that, you guys are going to jump into now Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by Perry's IGA at Brinsmead in Edmonton. And they give us a box of fruit here at Bummer Bipper Media. Healthy living, healthy lifestyle, message we deliver. And we have a yarn to Edmonton Police. And we got to join us in the studios here. We've got Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay. And we also got Stephen Brandt, PLO. Gentlemen, good morning. How are we?
Trevor.
Hello.
Fantastic. Great to see you both. Start with you, Steve. Who you mob? Where you from, brother?
Yeah, Trev, good morning, listeners. My name is Steve Grant. I'm a proud Jitterbell boy from the Kasserine Coast down in the Tully Mission Beach area towards the Cardwell area.
Yes, beautiful. Fantastic. Cut. Big shout out to your mob. Wet country. And over to Senior Sergeant Linda Lai, who's a tableland boy and commutes every day down to Edmonton.
Every day, contributing to the...
I hear sirens there now. We're talking. You can talk to your people, please. We're on radio, on air. Yeah? Keep the noise down, boys. But listen, let's talk about Public Safety Preservation Act declarations. So that's a big title there, Steve, and also Glenn. Glenn, enlighten us. What that is, PSPA.
Yeah, so look, the members of public will normally hear a PSPA declaration when there's a... like normally an emergency or an event that's going to affect public safety.
Okay.
And what the Public Safety Preservation Act gives us is powers, extraordinary powers than what we would normally have. To allow us to deal with the emergency.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yesterday, for example, we had one here at Westcourt in Cairns and... where a declaration was made. Basically, that gave us in that situation there, an armed person.
Okay.
Gave us the power to exclude people from certain streets.
All right.
And keep the public.
And that's where PSPA steps in.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Right, okay. Just painting that picture. All right. Thank you. And how you operate. With that incident, no injuries, no fatalities?
No, that's right. And
which is good news.
It is good news. Yep. So when people hear a PSPA declaration, they need to listen to the messaging that police are giving. It can give us powers to establish exclusion zones, seize control of resources.
Okay, block off streets, that sort of stuff, you know.
Yeah, and look, when we seize control of resources, that can be in, let's say, an incident like a fire.
Okay.
If there was a grader sitting there and we felt that grader could be used to put in a fire break, we could seize control of that machine.
Okay.
So it gives us a lot.
You're the owner of that that grader, but there's the PSPA stepping in.
That's right. Yep.
That's
we may need that resource to assist in attending to that event. So, look, it also can require individuals to provide information or undergo medical treatment. I would say that medical treatment would be in the event of, a chemical emergency where people needed to be decontaminated prior to leaving the exclusion zone. That we could force them to do that. It also gives us powers to detain individuals under specific circumstances. So, we just need to listen to the messaging. What event has taken place and what powers we're using to control that to ensure public safety.
All right, fantastic. Would be the officer in charge? runs with the PSPA, or they get direction from, look, it's, like it, from you as a sergeant, for
yeah,
example?
Yeah, so the declaration is, can only be made by a commissioned officer or senior sergeant.
Okay.
And then we'll have someone that'll take up that forward command.
Sure.
And run the scene.
And that can happen at any time, eh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Depending on what's happening out there.
Yep, could happen right now.
So the acronym PSPA, Public Safety Preservation Act Declarations.
Yep, so when you hear of that, two important things. One is when it's declared. Mm. The other is when it's revoked. Once it's revoked, of course, then all those powers don't exist.
Okay.
And so then we're back to normal.
Back to normal.
Yeah.
So you don't use the acronym stuff when you're talking to the public out there. Hey, people, we've got a PSPA happening here.
You know what we do?
Is that right?
Yeah, we do.
We live by acronym, but exactly. Do the people at the same? Excuse me, before we go any further, what's a PSPA? They will pop the question, will they not?
I think
Stephen laughing, but brother, true.
If you true. Oh, you know? Yeah, I mean, like I think the QPS inspector has the powers with the fireys and QAS in attendance. Also, he makes that declaration if it's that safe.
And look, mostly the public are listening to the advice, as in, you know, if there's an exclusion zone on certain streets,
there's a reason for it.
You know, they'll ask people to remain in their houses.
Yep, sure.
For the event, or they may need to evacuate an area.
Sure.
So that's the important part of the messaging when it comes out in the media.
Okay, lovely. Beautiful.
The one I've been involved with a number of years ago was a gas leak in the main street of Cairns. I think it was Abbott Street or somewhere in Spence Street, and the zone was, you know, people are coming out of buildings and saying, what's going on? Has there been a major incident in the street? But it was actually a gas leak.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's the one time I've ever declared a PSPA emergency.
Oh, okay. You declared that, did you?
Yeah, just driving to get my lunch.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
And I was fortunate enough to drive upon some...
Stop everything, I got a PSPA happening.
Yeah. No, I was fortunate enough to drive upon some earthworks going on, and they dug through a gas line.
Okay.
Of course, Sheridan Street was in full swing. There was cars going everywhere, and... You know, we needed to make sure that.
Sandwich on the bench and you went straight into PSPA.
Well, I didn't get to my sandwich, unfortunately, that day.
Mildew now.
Yeah, that one sort of jumped in front of me. So, but yeah, look, it was interesting how it worked.
Yeah.
And,
how it unfolds.
Yep.
Absolutely. So you're saying that's the first time you called it? Called one.
First and only one of.
Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah, first time for everything, isn't there?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You haven't got the authority, Steve. No, the PLO to call PSPA.
No, my role there was to actually assist QPS members in general as being like crowd controls.
Yep, fantastic.
Been given a directive to assist police.
Yep. Well, beautiful. So now we are well aware of a PSPA.
Yep. Mm.
I think of RSPA.
No.
But no, don't go there. That's beautiful furry babies out there.
So I think it's probably different from a cyclone or something like that that's coming like a natural...
Different powers exist with a natural event. You know, this is more just an emergency, a special event that's happening that needs to be managed to ensure public safety and resolve the threat.
Mm. Well, fantastic. So we've been educated on New Delhi Mob, a PSPA, a Public Safety Preservation Act declarations, where the officers, QPS, have authority to... close down the street or what have you, but communicate, and safety, it's all about that, whether it be fires, armed situations, hazardous material emergencies or suspicious devices, whatever the case may be. So thank you for the education there.
And there's numbers on top there, Trevor. There's also 000 emergency. There's also PoliceLink 131444.
Yep.
And also Crime Stoppers 1-800-333-000.
All right. Thank you for those deadly numbers. Fantastic. Steve, PLO, Police Liaison Officer, you're on the recruiting trail, I believe.
Yeah, that is correct. In the next month of September and October, our team here in Cairns and Brisbane off to your country.
Yep.
Out to Concurry.
You'd be good on my country there, brother.
Don't you worry about that, Trevor. We shall
be. So you have to recruit police liaison officers or police officers?
PLOs. There's 10 vacancies in the Isa and Gulf regions.
Okay.
So myself and other members of our recruiting team are going to be on the roadshow shortly.
Good.
So we're going to try and... express our...
So do we have a date when that's happening?
It has to be announced by Brisbane once it's been... and once it'll be advertised through our JobSmarts agency. So
that'll be before Christmas this year?
Definitely, because it's got to be signed off and sealed by no later than the 31st of November.
So for mob out there listening, if you had not curry there or mayonnaise, you have to be a certain age, no, and it's male and female.
18 plus. I believe. You could also go to your local police station to find out, especially like the Con Curry or the Isa.
Yep.
We're also going to Doomadgee, Normanton, and hopefully Mornington Island.
Beautiful.
So we try to spread that news out there as quick as possible and try and get our
recruits. Do you need a grade 12 certificate? Or
no.
What do you need? No.
Just an application form.
And what's the highest age, you say, from 18? But
18, I believe so, because I don't think we can recruit at 17 for a PLO. It's got to be 18 plus.
And past 18?
Correct.
Any age?
That is correct.
Beautiful. All right, beautiful.
With a license. So we're looking for that road trip there with Uncle Adrian and possibly, I believe, Senior Sergeant Renee Bond from headquarters may be assisting myself with Aaron Thomas.
And so a road trip for recruiting.
It'll be a road trip for recruiting. And
beautiful.
It's our time to get out to your country.
Yep, beautiful.
So if you know any of your mob out there, tell them to get in contact with them.
I'll have a yarn with the mobs out there.
Yes,
thank you. A couple of cousins there owe me money. They should get a job there, PLA, and get my money back. All right, that's deadly. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
And look, for a man who's been in this blue uniform, for how long, Steve, and do you recommend being a PLO? Great opportunity, yes.
I've been with the service for 21 years, coming up in October, same time as myself and Glenn here.
Okay.
Been in the job for 21 years.
Highly recommended?
Very. Like I said, I've had that opportunity in 21 years to work at places like, Cherbourg, Mergen, Yarry, Caranda, Cairns, Edmonton.
Beautiful.
So it's,
lovely. All right, fantastic.
It's been a great journey.
So fantastic. Well, enjoy the journey, my brother. Be good on my country, like I said. I know where you live, brother.
Yep.
And Sergeant Sergeant Glenn Delight, thank you for your time.
Thank
and
you
all
too.
The best. And big shout out to Edmonton Police, all the boys and girls in the blue uniform at that way.
Will do. Good on you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful yarn with the boys in blue. Fantastic. We've been educated on PSPA. Murray running with it now. Public Safety and Preservation Act Declarations. All the acronyms. And I just spoke to Steve, who's a PLO, Police Liaison Officer. And this is Trendy Trev with BBM, Bama Bripa Media, 98.7 FM, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn a strong mob too, Delhi. Good to have Delhi yarns on your Delhi program, National Talk Black.
If you wanna change yourself, I know the place to go. Screening for bowel cancer is simple, private, and free. Your free kit is available every 2 years from the age of 45 to 74. If found early, 90% of bowel cancers can be successfully treated. Doing your screening test every 2 years can help you to stay strong and healthy for yourself, your family, and your community. For more information, have a yarn with your health professional or visit indigenousbowelscreen.com.au.
Station sponsor.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find support of teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Carry
Yeah, Freedom, Mau Power, featuring Archie Roach with us in Spirits. A beautiful track, beautiful song. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarning up strong here on your daily program. 1 hour program, live here at the First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. And also a big shout out to all the mob who take us up and on this program via NERS, Radio Hopeville, 107.7 FM, Yarraba, big shout out over there, Mackay 105 FM, Noongar Radio Perth, Sherbrooke 4UM Radio for Mirabah Waikai, 4MW that is, Jumabulka Media Aboriginal Corporation 96.3 FM, Kalgoorlie, Menzies 99.7 FM, Lenora 92.1 FM, Laverton 96.5 FM, Radio Mama, Geraldine, Carnarvon, Mullawa, Meek FM, Meek Aratha, and Koori Radio 93.7 FM, KRWO to Delhi. And a big shout out to all peoples who take us on board. A lot of people out there got the radio apps, and that means you can listen to any radio station wherever you are on the planet. So there it is. Radio app, and tune in to Bummer Bipper Media for National Talk Black, 1 hour program. And yeah, big shout out to Mob. Thank you to the crew here at BBM for supporting this program, supporting me. And the board of directors, managers, and staff, crew, and NERS, to Daily NERS, National News Radio Service, and acknowledge all the First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country of ours and the work that we do. All of us fantastic voices for our people. With that, Murray, going to sign off. Thank you for your time. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Stay on board for the news coming up via NERS. And always good to yarn with you, Mob. Take care. Keep smiling. To Deadly.
Oceans to the inland beauty. This place. get on your mom, it's me, Bushtaka Bunji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.